Efforts over the past 8 years to pass legislation to reduce the industrial greenhouse gas emissions that cause climate change were blocked by the Bush administration, which often characterized global warming as a myth. The White House, under Mr. Bush, was caught censoring scientific papers and deleting information from government websites that contradicted the corporate conservative view that human activity has nothing to do with the warming of the planet. In stark contrast to Mr. Bush and his GOP opponent John McCain, Barack Obama campaigned for the presidency by promising to fight the coal, gas, and oil industries to implement new policies that would control greenhouse gases. With Congress and the White House firmly in Democratic hands after the 2008 election, many environmental activists were optimistic that the nation's failure to address global warming would soon change. After months of debate, the House Energy and Commerce Committee, led by Democratic Representatives Waxman and Markey, approved carbon cap and trade legislation on May 21st. The American Clean Energy and Security Act, as it's called, would require a 17% reduction of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions from 2005 levels by 2030 and an 83% decrease by 2050. While the bill has the backing of corporations like Alcoa, Duke Energy and GE, and qualified support from the Natural Resources Defense Council and Sierra Club, environmental groups, Greenpeace, and Friends of the Earth have denounced the measure as a sellout to big business. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Damon Moglen, Greenpeace Global Warming Campaign Director, who explains why his group can't support the Waxman-Markey climate legislation.
The international scientific community has really pretty much reached a consensus on how serious the various kinds of pollution are that are causing global warming. And the international science, scientists in a panel called the IPCC, has basically issued a kind of declaration that what we need to be doing is we need to be decreasing these greenhouse gas pollution by 25% to 40% below 1990 levels by 2020. And instead, this piece of legislation is only calling for a reduction of about 4% as compared with this 25% to 40%. And those are huge differences. So Greenpeace and many other environmental organizations, both here in the United States and abroad, feel that, unfortunately, we're getting the science wrong in this bill. And we have to begin from the science. We have to know what we're trying to accomplish and not be playing politics with these numbers. And unfortunately, right now, the bill is really being led by politics and not by the science of global warming and the utter need that we have to significantly reduce these greenhouse gas emissions.
Now, I know one of the other major controversies in this version of the bill passed by the Energy and Commerce Committee is the fact that instead of auctioning off these carbon shares or whatever they're called, that these units would be given away to many industries as a result of a lot of the pressure they exerted on the legislators.
That's right. That's right. I mean, this is a terrible giveaway, and it really undermines the entire idea behind this. The idea when you talk about cap and trade is that you're supposed to cap your emissions, and then you're supposed to force the polluters to pay for their pollution, with the idea that by paying, you're going to make it hard on them to continue to pollute, and you're going to make it strongly encouraged on them to move from dirty production to clean and renewable energy production. But what's being introduced into this bill completely undercuts that idea, which is that the dirty industries have lobbied very aggressively and at very great cost. And they are saying, no, we want you to give us these permits for free. We don't want to have an auction where all that money could be raised, which in turn the federal government could be using to pay money for more renewable and more clean energy, and in turn be helping ratepayers to underwrite any increases in costs. But instead, we're just going to give the polluters a get-out-of-jail-free card, and they're going to go on polluting with these permits issued by the government. And that's got it completely wrong.
Damon, tell our listeners a bit about how Washington works, in particular how these energy company and other lobbyists are exerting a lot of pressure on these legislators, not only on this Energy and Commerce Committee, but the entire House and Senate, to ensure that this bill serves their interests.
Well, I think that this is a classic and really quite sad Washington, D.C. story. We have a situation in which some really terrific members of Congress have been trying to lead us on this bill. Mr. Markey and Mr. Waxman are both real leaders in the House of Representatives on environmental policymaking. And industry has just really used their lobbying efforts and their money to leverage very, very aggressively in this committee to get what they want. And unfortunately, there have been other members who have been very ready to do the work of the coal industry, the oil and the gas industries, and they have really radically subverted this bill. A bill that set out to place good targets, to, as you were saying, make it expensive for industry, to really create a renewable energy standard that was going to create effective renewable energy, and also to really get a grip on dirty industry in this country. Issue after issue, time after time in the bill, things have been undercut. So we have, for example, a really ludicrous situation in which, as many of your listeners know, burning coal is a really dirty and terribly pollutive undertaking right now and is one of the major contributors to greenhouse gas production. And yet, this bill goes from basically trying to really limit the coal industry and their dirty activities to actually, over the lifetime of this bill, we might be talking about anything up to $150 billion in subsidies and write-offs for the coal industry. And if that's not a perfect example of the bill going wrong and the lobbyists getting their way, I don't know what is.
That was Damon Moglen, Greenpeace Global Warming Campaign Director. Contact Greenpeace by calling area code 202-462-1177 or visit their website at greenpeace.org.